previously on Pitch.
Jenny called.
Baker.
Just confirming, we can.
I can say anything. Jenny's a big girl.
She still carries your rookie card.
Really?
If it's being washed.
You won't make the All-Star team?
Hey, the only All-Star team that matters is mine. And you're already the leading vote-getter there.
16 years I've been playing in this town. I've seen a lot of rookies come and go. Never met one like you.
Kind of blew me away.
I'm trying to raise a ball player here, Janet. Trying a new pitcher.
Young Jenny throws a pitch.
We did it, Pop.
We ain't done nothing yet.
Her father walks ahead of her. Daytime. In a bustling office, words appear. MLB headquarters, New York City.
They're watching it now.
You seen it?
I got chills.
In a conference room, executives watch a video showing clips of baseball fans. In the video, people hold up signs reading, "Put her in the game." A gray-haired executive at the head of the table leans forward in his seat. In the video, Jenny throws a strike.
Called strike three.
Fans chant. More fans hold up signs and wave. One wears a banner reading, "Baker Nation," like a cape on her back.
Put her in the game!
It's dominating social media right now. 36 million people have signed the petition saying, "Put Jenny Baker in the All-Star game." That's twice as many votes as any player's going to get. We need to make a decision.
The gray-haired executive stares off thoughtfully.
Let's call the commissioner.
In his bedroom, Mike winces as he pulls on a pair of jeans. Amelia lies on the bed reading a newspaper.
Wow. If I had known you were such a hothouse orchid, I would have taken it easy on you.
I don't know, Baxter's been acting up lately. It'll loosen.
You should be skipping the All-Star game.
I'm not skipping the All-Star game.
You can't even get your pants on. I don't know much about baseball, but I do know that it's bad form to play an All-Star game without pants.
It's my home city, for God's sakes. I'm practically mayor.
You could get some rest. I could get you a job as an analyst on the post-game show. You ever think about broadcasting as a second career?
Of course I've thought of it. Look at this face. Look at these guns. Think I'm going to deny these to the world after I'm done playing? Well, there's three phases to the Mike Lawson experience. Phase one, Hall of Fame player. Phase two, Hall of Fame broadcaster. Phase three, I move to the south of France. I become the greatest horseshoe player of all time.
That's quite a big plan you've got there. Maybe we should stick to phase one and phase two for now. You're obviously hurt.
I'm not skipping the All-Star game. Gah! Yeah. Okay. All right, maybe a few days off won't be so bad. Set up a meeting.
I already did.
Mike nods and pats Amelia's thigh. At the Sanders house, Jenny and Evelyn get out of the car.
I'm not abandoning you.
You're abandoning me in my hour of need.
Yeah, no. I'm immune to guilt. Chickenpox and guilt. Neither of them get me anywhere.
Evelyn. The only upside to Blip not making the All-Star team is that we finally get to take this family vacation. The boys have been begging to go to Disney World for years. And Mama don't do roller coasters, so Blip's gonna go on Space Mountain with them. But does it have to be when my mother's visiting? You're my best buffer. Now I have to spend 3 days alone with this woman.
Well, maybe it won't be so bad.
You've met her. If there was an All-Star game for silent judgment and guilt trips, she'd be MVP.
She's your mom, Jenny. It can't have been all bad.
In a flashback, young Jenny huddles with her mother in a kitchen. Her father watches a ball game on TV.
Oh, come on.
No, you cannot say anything. Not a word about getting your ears pierced. If you do, he's going to like board up all the doors.
All right, fine. But you do all the talking.
Okay, I'll do all the talking. Just don't make me laugh.
Okay, I'll try. Try hard.
You get me going. I'll never get out of here.
Okay.
Be serious.
They step out of the kitchen.
Going to the mall. We'll be back.
Make sure you buy some oil for your mitt. Tanner's oil. Has to be Tanner's oil. Jenny, you hear me?
Heard you. She heard you, baby.
Jenny and her mother leave. Now in the Sanders house.
I hear you.
Got the luggage.
All right, well, hang in there, bro. How's Mike? He's bailing on an All-Star game.
What?
is back. He thinks we shouldn't even pack, babe. He says, I'm about to get a call from the front office saying that I'm going to be the Padres rep.
Evelyn smiles.
We're the home team. Somebody's got to play.
Who else but you?
Nobody.
Jenny fist bumps Blip.
I told you.
Did
I tell you?
Didn't I tell you?
What's going on?
Daddy's going to play in the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah!
Give me some.
Do we get some?
Absolutely.
Right after we go to Disney World?
That might have to wait a little.
Hello? Yes? Okay, but can... Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks. That was the front office. Apparently, I've been named to the All-Star team. I'm gonna be the Padres rep.
Blip glances off. Evelyn rubs his shoulder.
We're going to Disney World.
Yeah! Yeah!
Fox presents Pitch, The Break, read by Leilani Jones-Wilmore. In the locker room, a sports show plays on the overhead TVs.
She's not an all-star, Jason.
She's won her last three starts.
Is she the best of the best?
She is the star of all-stars, and this is the all-star game.
You think there's a guy in the history?
Hey, Baker, it is good to see you getting some airtime for a change.
Yeah, we're worried people might be forgetting about you. No, we are not having this conversation again. You're going to play in this game. I'm going to go ride around in some teacups with my family. It's all good. All right?
Jenny stares at Blip. He starts to walk off.
She told me you were taking them on Space Mountain.
Papa don't do roller coasters.
In Oscar's office.
Just give me 24 hours. That's all I need. Thank you. Thank you. Rhonda, I need you to book me on the first flight to Amsterdam. I'm heading to the airport now.
You can't do that. You're the GM of the team hosting the All-Star game. The entire
Rhonda,
baseball world is about to descend upon...
Rhonda, leave on 26.
What?
You heard me.
That means...
That means none of the GMs can know where I'm going. Okay, do you understand?
I understand what you want me to do. I don't understand how I'm supposed to do
it. You're going to figure it out. I'll call you from the airport.
Rhonda looks at the doll's head on Oscar's desk.
You see what I have to put up with?
In Al's office, Jenny knocks on the open door.
Sorry to bother you, Skip.
No. Come on in, kid. And when I say kid, I don't mean it in a Bogart sort of way. I mean it in that you're a third my age. Sit down. What's on your mind?
I don't deserve to be playing in the All-Star game. I was just starting to be accepted by the guys. It's terrible timing. And if I turn it down, they'll choose Blip, who deserves to go.
All true. Let me tell you about how I met my wife. We were at a friend's party. I approached her at the food table. I mumbled something brilliant about the coup d'etat. Somehow, I managed to engage her in a conversation, and finally, I asked her if she'd like to have dinner with me. She had zero interest. But I just got back from Nam. I took one in a calf. I was hobbling a little, and she had a big heart. So she said yes. Pure pity date. 42 years. 4 kids, 12 grandkids later. Didn't turn out so bad.
I'm not following here, Skip.
Take the pity date. Doesn't matter why they say yes. It matters what you do after they say it.
Okay.
Nighttime, in a hotel room.
Let's check on the All-Star schedule, okay?
I don't want to do that. I'm just dreading having to tell my mom that I'm not going to have any time for her.
Jenny, she's going to be happy for you.
No, she's not. Right on cue.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, my baby.
Oh, there she is, Amelia.
Oh, good to see you.
Thanks for picking her up, Elliot.
No problem. You look well.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you. So do you.
3 whole days with you all to myself.
Oh, can you imagine that?
Yeah, well, there's been a slight change of plans. I just got named to the All-Star team.
The All-Star team?
I know, it's crazy. There's a public campaign.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, and I'm excited. But it also means I have a lot to do that I hadn't planned on, so...
Her mother smiles and raises a finger.
So less time for me.
I'm sorry.
So what's the plan for tomorrow?
Tomorrow I've got a lot of MLB stuff during the day, so Elliot's gonna take you all around the city, show you around. There's a ton of stuff to do here. There's Legoland and zoo. And then tomorrow night we'll get dinner together.
Certainly looking forward to getting to spend some time with Elliot.
Me too.
They give Elliot a look.
Oh.
He types on his phone.
Well, I probably should just go ahead and get unpacked.
Mom, I didn't plan this to avoid spending time with you.
No one said you did.
Good night.
Bye.
Ginny's mother leaves with Elliot. Ginny shares a look with Amelia. In a meeting room.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, someone once said, when it comes to divorce, let go of worrying about the money, go and knowing you're going to get killed, and then maybe you'll be surprised.
Well, you could have told me that before you showed me this.
What, she gets half the dealerships? Well, next time, listen to me about the prenup. You still got one more contract in you. You'll get some back.
36-year-old catcher with 65-year-old knees. Back that's playing peekaboo. I've got two more good earning years tops.
So go to the Yankees or Boston. They pay more.
Or Texas.
Get away from the estate taxes.
Padre.
Then get serious about what you're doing after baseball.
Well, I'm dead serious. Got a phase two.
And what's that?
All right, you guys ready? A little rehearsal here. So, Mike, this is just a run-through to kind of get you acclimated for the way it's supposed to go tomorrow.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
CJ, ready? Addison Russell, as you guys know, will be the starting shortstop for the National League and batting ninth. But the reality is, this should be Corey Seager's job. He has been the best shortstop in the National League.
And, Mike, you've been on this National League team eight times before. What do you think of this year's squad?
This year's squad, oh, man, they're crazy good. Even without Kersh, Cueto's slide-cut combo is lethal. Scherzer has the most legit 1-4 in the bigs. Lester's a beast. Among hitters, obviously, Chris Bryant is the man. His ISO's at 292. His weighted runs created plus of 153 last year is redonkulous. And his WOBA of 412 is off the charts. Sorry, you know what? That was 403. Damn, I'll get that. Buster Posey.
Stop right there for just a minute.
No,
right
I know. I blew that last one, but I'll get it tomorrow, okay? So, you know, don't worry. But otherwise?
The sportscasters avert their gazes.
Good.
Yeah?
A little bit too much jargon. You kind of sound like a stat head and not a baseball player. Be a baseball player.
And you want to appeal to the average fan. Think of the 10-year-old kid or the grandmother watching.
Right, okay, yeah. I was just trying to put a little flair in there, you know, a little signature style. But if you think I should adjust it, I could.
It was unintelligible.
All right. All right, I'll work on it. Yeah.
In the owner's box, the gray-haired executive sits near a balding man. Caterers serve the guests in the room.
I hear Al just barely skated by with his job.
I heard Frank Reed wasn't quite so lucky.
I heard the same.
Rhonda.
The men stand.
Gentlemen, I trust you're having a good time.
We are, thank you. Mm-hmm. We were just wondering where Oscar is.
Oh, he's wrapping up a meeting.
What kind of meeting's keeping him from his own cocktail party?
Huh? It's not a meeting, actually. It's an abscess tooth. Very painful. I was able to get his dentist to come down here to drain it. The tooth. That's abscessing. You should see how much abscess there is. I'm going to get you guys a refill. I'll be back.
Thank you. That was weird, right?
Way weird.
That was a lie, right?
Bold-faced.
Leave on.
At an upscale hotel, words appear. Amsterdam, Netherlands. Oscar talks on his phone.
What do you mean you think they're on to me?
Well, for one thing, it turns out I'm a terrible liar. And for another, the story just broke. And I quote, a new report claims that Levon Duarte, the superstar catcher who recently defected from Cuba during a tournament in Amsterdam, is not 22, but is in fact 26, making any team eligible to sign him immediately without being taxed.
She told me the story was embargoed. That's all right. I have a huge head start. Or not.
What's the matter?
I'm looking at LeBron's agent shaking hands with the general manager of the New York Yankees.
Well, that's not good.
I know.
At the stadium.
Next batter in the home run derby is second baseman for the Seattle Mariners, Robinson Cano.
Ginny and Mike watch from the sidelines. Cano hits a pitch.
Cano drives that one to deep center.
A fan catches the ball.
It's gone.
You'll be fine. They're just getting out of their system.
And there goes another.
Another batter hits a home run.
They can't touch you.
The next batter hits.
Whoa! That one is way back.
The ball flies out of the stadium.
And it's out of here.
He might be able to touch you. Don't pitch to him.
And time's up.
At a hotel, words appear, Orlando, Florida.
You trying to pull a fast one on me? Daddy Powerbomb? Boom! Oh, you trying to get in on it too?
Hey, keep it down. I'm trying to decide what theme park tickets we should get.
Go with whichever one makes the money magically disappear less.
Evelyn glares.
What the hell? Get them all! Wait, time out. I'm getting a phone call.
Hello?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Yes.
Okay,
I see. Oh, that's great. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Babe. Dexter Fowler pulled out. Hamstring.
I made the All-Star game.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great.
Evie. I'm an all-star, baby.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Hey, I get to be introduced and tip my cap to the home crowd while watching the fighter jets fly over.
Yay.
This is the biggest moment of my life. Are you seriously not happy for me?
Of course. Very happy for you, babe.
Wow. It's nice to have such a supportive wife.
Excuse me? No, wait. I'm not supportive.
You said yours.
I'm going to say mine. I did single A with you. I did double A. I've sat through 0 for 4s and slumps and benchings. There's almost a year of our marriage, MIA, for all of the road trips, and I've never complained. Not once. I recap every game. Every moment of your life. Every night. And it's the highlight of my day. I raise your sons when you're gone. I keep your home while you're away, and I'm ready to uproot our lives if another old man decides on a whim he wants you more than the one who currently pays you. So perhaps you will allow me one single moment of disappointment upon learning our family vacation was just ruined with a phone call. The boys and I will watch the game from here. I'll take him to the theme park all by myself like I do all the time in San Diego. And we'll see you back there in a few days. You go enjoy the biggest moment of your life with the fighter planes.
In a stadium corridor, Ginny walks with Mike.
Turns out watching the home run derby is not the cure for feeling like a fraud.
Not a fraud.
I should be going over the hitters with you tonight, not going to dinner with my mom. She's just going to make me feel guilty.
You want me to come?
Would you?
Sure. Moms love me. I mean, I gotta do a little prep work for this broadcast thing, but I can grab a quick bite.
That would be amazing. Thank you. Oh, hey, I invited Amelia, my agent. You met her once? Anyway, you should talk to her about the broadcasting stuff. She's the best.
Huh. Good to know.
In an upscale restaurant, Ginny's mother approaches.
Nice dress.
Oh, thank you. Listen, I hope you don't mind. I invited a couple friends to join us.
I don't mind. Actually, I invited somebody to join us, too.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here he is.
Hey.
Hey, Kevin. This is my daughter, Jenny.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Kevin's a friend from Tarboro. He was in Arizona on business when I found out I'd basically be spending the trip alone. I just, I asked him to join me.
I see.
Ladies?
Oh, all right.
Oh, Mom, can I have a moment?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
A friend?
We're dating.
And you didn't
feel like giving me a heads up that you're inviting him, or I don't know, that you have a boyfriend?
Oh, you mean like the heads up you gave me that you were going to be playing in the All-Star game? And I don't think I need your permission to start to date again.
This is so like you to be doing this the night before the All-Star game.
What am I doing?
Mom,
what am I doing?
Oh, Ginny didn't tell me she invited her sister.
Don't bother her. She's taken.
Amelia approaches.
Hey, Amelia. You remember Mike Lawson?
Yes, we met briefly. Nice to see you.
You as well.
We were just heading to our table.
Ginny walks off with her mother.
I'm good. You were here. This is going to be fun.
You may want our meal to go. So, how long you two been a couple?
No, we're not a couple.
No. I didn't even know that Amelia was going to be here tonight when Ginny invited me. No. It was a total surprise.
Right, and since he barely knows me, it was just such a boring surprise.
Right, exactly.
How long have you two been together?
A little over a year now.
A year, really?
Well, I mean, we knew each other from a distance. Kevin is from Tarboro, where we're from, but we really...
I was married until recently. Just got a divorce about a year ago. So we really got to know each other after that. But I've seen you plenty. I used to come to a lot of your games. I mean, the whole town did. She was a sight to behold.
Still is. Speaking of watching her games, we were hoping we could get Kevin a ticket to the All-Star game.
I only got the one for you, so.
It's okay. No. I have a couple I'm not using. Have at them.
Ginny and Amelia glare at Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Wow. Thanks.
Much appreciated.
It's not every day that your daughter's an All-Star.
No, it's not.
In a flashback, young Ginny sits in her bedroom.
Jenny Bean.
Her mother brings in a box and shakes it.
What is it?
Open it and find out.
She opens the box and finds a dress inside.
It's a dress for the dance.
Oh, I love it.
Well, try it on.
Try it. Oh, it's great.
What's this? What's that?
It's for the dance tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? Oh, no, you're going to have to miss it.
Bill, this is her first school dance.
And the All-Star Travel Team tryouts are on Saturday. You ain't near ready.
The All-Star Travel Team, that means she's going to be playing all year round.
Yeah, she needs to be.
Ginny's mother looks away from her husband.
Look, you want to go? Go. You want to spend your time like all the other girls, going to dances and chasing boys? That's fine by me. But I ain't going to be out there wasting my time on you.
For God's sake.
I'm offering her a choice, Janet. Now, she's old enough to make up her own mind. This is it, little girl. Decision time. You want to be a ball player? Because I will take you as far as I can. I will take you all the way with this, but you got to give it everything you got.
Ginny glances at Janet, then back at her father.
You in or out?
The girl hangs her head. She folds up the dress and sets it back in the box. Ginny picks up her baseball glove.
I'll see you out in New York.
Bill leaves.
I'm sorry, Mom.
You don't have to apologize to me. I understand. Just know this. If you change your mind, or if it ever just gets to be too much for you one day and you need me to step in, I'll do it. Be right here waiting. I love you. And there is nothing that you can ever do to make me stop loving you. You're young. I know how hard this is for you.
In the Amsterdam hotel, Oscar rides an elevator with Levon's agent.
Oscar is a waste of time. The Yankees have an $8 million signing bonus on the table. You're going to match that.
Just give me 50 minutes.
Oscar.
That's all I ask. Come on, you're going to have me fly 6,000 miles sitting next to a guy hacking up a lung, baby screaming the entire way, and you won't even let me meet the kid?
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Oscar pats the agent's shoulder on their way out. He approaches the concierge's desk.
Excuse me, where's the nearest toy store?
At the restaurant.
I just want to say it's an absolute pleasure meeting you. And whatever she did,
and your father did to make you the pitcher you are
today.
Please
don't mention my father.
Jenny. Maybe we should get the dessert menu.
You guys want refills? More drinks?
He was trying to be nice.
I was just trying to say that your father
Can we please stop talking about my dead father?
I'm sorry. I just got too much going on right now. Clearly, I'm not in the right frame of mind for company. Excuse me.
Ginny leaves the table. Janet glances around awkwardly.
Well, we are still on East Coast time, so we should probably turn in, too. Thank you so much, Mike, for the tickets.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll get them to you. I'll leave them for you. Nice to meet you.
All
right. Good night.
I was right. That was fun.
Ooh.
You need to be more careful.
I didn't invite you.
Heard you crushed your rehearsal.
Well, that hurts. Ooh.
I'm sure you weren't good at baseball the first time you tried it either.
No, actually, I was. I was 4 for 4, hit 2 inside the park home runs, so I was 8. Oh. What if I'm coming to the end of phase 1 and it turns out I'm no good at phase 2?
Then you go straight to horseshoes.
I'm serious. What if I'm no good?
So far, I haven't found anything that Mike Lawson's not good at if he puts his mind to it.
Mike stands and glances around. He puts money on the table.
Think they staged all that so we'd have to pay?
In a hotel bathroom, Oscar sets a shopping bag on the floor and a trash can in front of him. He takes a doll from the back and pulls off its head. He picks up a pair of scissors and flips his tie over his shoulder. Oscar cuts off the doll's hair, dropping it in the trash can. He admires the doll's head and smiles. At the stadium.
And away we go in San Diego, California. It's the best from the National League against the best from the American League.
In a corridor, Ginny meets Blip.
Blip, I'm so happy you're here.
Me too.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You guys ready?
Let's do it.
She puts on her cap.
All-stars.
Blip flicks her bill. Now the all-star teams line up on the field.
From the St. Louis Cardinals, Matt Carpenter. And Aledmys Diaz. From your hometown San Diego Padres, Blip Sanders. Unable to play but still suiting up, Mike Lawson.
Mike waves his cap. Amelia applauds from the owner's box.
And Ginny Baker.
Is my mom in your seats?
Mike looks at 2 empty seats.
She'll be here.
Later, a batter hits a pitch.
And this is belted out of here. Chris Bryant, first pitch swinging. 1-0 National League. That is a pick by Anthony Rizzo and a rocket hit by David Ortiz. And on the mound, in what has become a ritual of historic occasions, here literally by popular demand, Ginny Baker has entered the game and is warming up to start the 6th.
And Schmoltzy, if that wasn't enough drama for you, she's being brought in to face Salvador Perez, who was actually the leading vote-getter for the game, but his numbers paled in comparison to the onslaught Ginny garnered on the internet.
You got to figure that's sticking in his craw a little bit.
Obviously, some controversy surrounding her selection.
And I'm sure every part of her is thinking about justifying that selection right now.
Ginny glances at the empty seats. The batter readies his swing.
So, the stage is set.
Baker looks in to get her sign. She gets it from Posey. And here's the wine.
Ginny pitches.
This ball is hammered into left. Back at the wall. And gone. Salvador Perez crushed that one. That cannot be at all
how Jenny Baker wanted to answer all these critics.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Perez touches home and high-fives his teammates. Jenny looks at the empty seats. In a flashback, young Jenny opens her locker at school. Baseball decorations adorn her locker door. She pulls out her glove and glances at a girl's locker next to hers. Photos and pink paper decorate her neighbor's locker. The other girl closes her locker and walks off. Jenny spots a boy reading a note and smiling. Girls down the hall grin. Jenny glances at a young couple holding hands. A girl hangs a spring fling poster on a wall. Jenny nods and closes her locker. Now she rides her bicycle down a sidewalk and turns into her driveway. She runs inside and spots Janet standing close to Kevin in the kitchen, sharing a laugh. Disturbed, Jenny stares at her mother and the other man. She runs out of the house. In Amsterdam.
Levon, this is Oscar Arguella of the San Diego Padres.
Thank you. Entonces, ¿qué tal la comida?
No. Please, no Spanish. It's too obvious, papi.
Fair enough.
Oscar throws the doll's head, and Levon catches it.
You know how I knew you were going to catch that? Because I know that's what you used for a ball as a kid. Just like I did. Because neither of us could afford a real one. I know what the Yankees are offering you. And I can't match it. I can come close, but I can't match it. What I can give you is someone who understands that journey. Now, I didn't grow up in Cuba. I grew up in Mexico. And I was not as good as you. I didn't have a tenth of your talent. But I know what it's like to grow up that poor. And what I know now, that I didn't know at your age, is that it's not just about how rich you can get. It's about who you surround yourself with. When I came up with a wild crew from the minors. I mean, every night after every game, out drinking. I blew my career, pissed away everything. Luckily, I had someone who went out on a limb for me. Gave me a job as a scout. That man is my manager today. Could be your manager too. The Yankees can give you a little more money, but I can give you a home. And I promise you that San Diego will embrace you as one of their own.
My agent tells me you're having front office problems. Did you bring somebody new in?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm your guy.
Levon examines the doll's head. He glances at Oscar and leans forward in his chair.
I'm not sitting behind my gloss.
Levon tosses the head to Oscar. On the sports show set, Mike sits with the other hosts.
You never write anything down, but you're sorry.
I always do. I'm fumbling with cards all the time.
Yeah, right over here.
He receives a call from Oscar and tucks his phone in his jacket pocket.
Okay, here we go in 5, 4, 3.
Welcome to the All-Star Postgame Show as we come to you live on Fox. I'm Chris Myers. Nice to have with us C.J. Nitkowski, Dontrell Willis, and a very special guest, hometown hero Mike Lawson. And, Mike, it's good to have you along with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And let's get right to it. Story of the night, Salvador Perez going deep off Jenny Baker. Give us your thoughts.
Salvi Perez swings at the first pitch 74% of the time. I'm sure that Jenny was hoping to get him to chase one there. Of course, her walk to strikeout ratio is it's.
Mike looks at his notes. The other hosts eye him.
It, You know, I was getting dressed in the locker room, trying to commit all these essential facts to memory, and I saw her give up that home run, and all I could think of was, God, this game is hard. I mean, it is so humbling. I mean, even those of us who are all-stars, we fail so much of the time. I mean, great hitters fail 7 out of every 10 times a bat. You know, there's such a fine line between being too inside your head and not having your head in the game enough. I mean, there's just no margin for error. You know, and yeah, she left one over the plate, and a great hitter got a hold of it. And now there's going to be even more talk about how she never deserved to be here in the first place. But let me tell you something. This girl, this woman, is a gamer. She's a total gamer. Doesn't matter what you throw at her, she gets back up. Hell of a lot stronger than I am, that's for sure. Not sure if I did any analysis there, but those are my thoughts.
And you know, spoken from the heart, Mike, and we thank you for that. Shifting gears, I just got a note from our producer, and I want to get your thoughts on this breaking news, because our Ken Rosenthal has just reported that highly sought-after Cuban defector Levon Duarte has just announced he signed with none other than the San Diego Padres. Now, most people had him going to the Yankees, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but Mike Duarte is a catcher. He's coming to your team, so you must have a reaction to this.
Mike furrows his brow and nods.
Yeah. That guy's not taking my job.
In a hotel, Ginny knocks on a door. In a flashback, Janet knocks on young Ginny's bedroom door.
Jenny? Jenny Bean. Didn't you hear me knocking? It's time to take your studs out. Got you some hoop earrings.
I won't be able to wear them. I'll be playing baseball.
Ginny walks out. In the yard, she plays catch with Bill. Janet steps onto the porch.
Ginny, you want some water?
She ignores her mother.
It's gotten into you.
Janet hangs her head. Now, Janet lets Ginny into her hotel room.
Where were you? You go through the trouble to ask for a ticket, you don't even show?
I was taking Kevin to the airport. He didn't feel comfortable being there. I didn't exactly feel welcome either.
Oh, you are unbelievable. It's always about you. You couldn't put your ego aside for one start? For the All-Star game?
There's always another start and another and then another since you were 12 years old. And when has it ever been about me?
You never liked baseball. You always tied it to Pop's death.
Baseball didn't kill your father. A drunk driver killed your father. Baseball killed my marriage and took my daughter away from me.
That's not true.
Isn't it?
No.
I just don't understand. We used to be so close. Now I can't even get 3 hours with you. Losing your father. It's incredibly painful. But it happened a long time before he died. Losing you. Most painful thing that ever happened to me. Why did you shut me out? I never made you choose. Why?
Ginny stares at her mother. In a flashback, she runs out of the house after spotting Janet with Kevin. She remembers polishing her nails with Janet in the kitchen.
I love you. And there is nothing that you can ever do to make me stop loving you. You're young. I know how hard this is for you.
Now Ginny hangs her head.
Because I was young. I didn't realize how hard it was for you.
So where does that leave us?
I don't know. I really don't. Maybe
Maybe we could get breakfast tomorrow before you leave.
Janet nods. In a hotel room, Blip walks through the door with a duffel bag over his shoulder. Evelyn lies sleeping in bed. Blip climbs into bed with her, and she stirs awake.
You came back.
Biggest moment of my life, June 6, 2007. I was playing on the USC baseball team. I bought a bacon burger from the sassy freshman at the concession stand. I wasn't even hungry. I just bought it because I wanted to talk to the prettiest girl I'd ever seen.
What a coincidence. It was my moment, too. So tell me everything.
Well, I suppose he was great.
Is he nice?
So nice. I did the little thing. I touched my chain for you.
At home, Mike watches a muted sportscast about Levon. He swigs a beer and turns off the TV. He picks up his phone and dials. In her hotel room, Ginny answers her phone.
Hello?
Hear that?
Hear what?
Your home run just landed in Long Beach.
I think I would have done better with you out there.
Couldn't have done any worse.
Listen, old man, if your bones weren't so brittle, I might be celebrating right now.
You should still be celebrating. You're an all-star. You know how many people in the history of the game can say that?
You know what? I'll take that. I heard what you said about me.
On the air? I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the other female major leaguer.
Ginny smiles and shakes her head. Mike leans back on his couch.
How you doing with the whole Mom Kevin thing?
All good. How are you doing with the whole Petra coming to take your job thing? Heard he starts in El Paso next week.
All good. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I just thought I lost you for a sec, but must have been from when that home run bounced off my satellite provider.
You are not a good teammate.
Never said I was.
Thanks for pointing